Good morning, everybody. Hold on, I'm just going to go and walk in the office. Monica, compulsive overeater, and I apologize. I was kind of sleepy here, but I'm here. Okay. So, what it was like? So, I am 21 months abstinent from compulsive eating. 21 months ago, I was at the bottom of my, I'm just gonna make it my bearings today. So, at 21 months ago, I was beside myself. Like I said, I don't know what to do about my food. And I didn't even know it was I knew that I dieted. I knew I did a lot of things like that. I dieted, and I'm also in the beverage program. I'm coming on 30 years, October 13th, and I was resigned. I came in January, so I was resigned in the holidays. Like I'm just gonna, just over. You forget about diets for the holidays. And what it turned out was I was really emotionally distraught, and I said, if the beverage program has Zoom meetings, which I was a lot on that, I let me go on, let me see if OA has Zoom meetings. So that was that was 21 months ago. So my first addiction was food. Not today. I know it's a disease, like alcoholism. I just tell you a little bit about the history. I were five girls, and my twin and I, well, they had three girls. They wanted a boy, and they got me and my twin. And my mother made our lives miserable, and so me and my sister were like we're great buddies. So. We're both like eating partners, so we would overeat together. Sometimes when I babysit, I would the you know the baby the lady that would let me babysit would leave nice goodies around, and I was seven. I was at the time I probably was like 13, and I passed out on the food, and they were trying to get it. I don't know why they couldn't get in the house, but they were trying to get in through the basement, and I guess I wasn't opening the door because I was passed out on the couch with food. I see that now, I didn't see it then, and they still asked me to babysit. And then another time, my twin and I were in the another lady would babysit. I called my father and I said, "Hey, the girls are great for babysitting, but they're eating me out of house and home. And I'm going to get these foods." And so my father would call us the Vikings. So, so up and down dieting, and then I got married at a very early age. So that's really got nothing to do with the overeating. Just want to say that it was, like my mom also hid the food from us and all that. But today I know it's not about, like how my mother was with the food or anything like that. I today know that my mom might be one of us, but I'm not going to talk for her. So what happened, 21 months ago, I got onto the meeting, the Better Together meeting, because it was the holidays. I got on the meetings, but I didn't get abstinent till probably the end of December. Yeah, I think it was the end of December. So I was, I had a food plan, and then I had gotten a lady that was helping me. And you guys, I just want to tell you that you all, the way that you welcomed me, and the way that you started the meeting, and you have the softest voices. And I'm saying, you know what? Maybe I'll, because I've been getting up early, not today, because I knew I could get up a little later today because I have a training. But anyway, this is a good time to listen to this meeting too. But anyway, I went I started going on a meeting, so that's why for the newcomer, if anybody said, they say that, OA says that try at least 6 meetings, see how if you can identify. And so I would go on the meetings, and then so I was getting, I guess I wasn't overeating for almost 2 weeks, and so I was abstinent, which I didn't know that was abstinence. So then I went to another meeting, but I knew that the lady that I was working with, I knew that I can get over on her. But who am I going to get over on? Me, not her. So I started going on meetings, and then another thing for the newcomer, it's good to stay after the meeting. So I would go to a lot of the meetings that either had a beginners or the parking lot, because I would be able to ask questions. So I went on this Cherry Hill meeting in a Sunday morning, and then I stayed after the meeting, and then there was this lady, very, very vibrant, and she started talking, and she still would laugh, about her, the stuff she used to do when she ate. So I could relate, because in AA they also laugh, like, oh, I identify. So we laugh a lot. So I'm laughing is healing, but I'm not. I can't laugh at this disease, because it really, it really dominated most of my life. I'm 65 years old. And it really dominated a lot of my life, up and down on diets, my self-esteem. I'm married 25 years. My husband didn't even know which diet I was on every Monday. So it was, and my mood swings and all that I know now. So when I went on the meeting, I asked her, I said, I really can identify. That's another thing for the newcomer, identifying, not identifying like, oh, the foods or. So I asked her if she would sponsor me. She said yes, but you're willing to do what I tell you. I said okay, and then she did. She sent me. So she worked. I worked the steps out of the big book, and what happened is she sent me some questions. About 20 questions that I had to answer, so just to about the food and the compulsion and the powerlessness. And so I started to realize, what I started to realize, like, wow, it was like, wow, how food dominated my life so much. And so then she started working the steps out of the big book, and we were reading the doctor's opinion, and the doctor's opinion says, when you don't want to take a bite of food, I get the physical craving, which is like, I wanted to, like, I want, if I eat it, the first bite, it's going to bring the compulsion. And then the mental obsession, where do I get it? How do I get it? How do I hide it? And it was, and it was progressively getting worse, like hiding the food, and going to some drive-throughs, and eating in a car, and then, hiding the evidence, throwing it out, garbage cans and all that. And so what I was reading, and then the spiritual malady. So this is where the disease is, in the spiritual malady. So today, so then we continued to the steps, and then I got food neutrality. And what is food neutrality? Food neutrality is like, now the food doesn't call on me. It doesn't. If I don't take the first bite, it won't start. So, and another thing I was told, not told, I don't want to say told, because this is recommended, but I need to do it. So what really also turned me around, as far as have found that this is a disease. It was that the I have this disease that when I took the first bite, I get the physical craving, the mental obsession, and I have a spiritual malady. And the only thing that's going to help me is this. It's a higher power. And
10 minutes.
10. Thank
Ten.
you. Thank you so much. And then, so then I started doing the steps with her. And then when it came to the, so another thing for the newcomer, the what really turned me around too, as far as the spiritual, I kind of had an awakening, was that when I read the definition of abstinence, and the definition of abstinence, I hope I get it all right, but it's the refraining from compulsive eating and behaviors, and maintain getting to a, not getting, I don't know the whole thing, but maintaining a getting to a healthy weight and maintaining it. And that also was an awakening for me, because I got sober in 1993 in the beverage program, and about 1998, I think I was some I couldn't understand why I would eat so much and everything, and somebody told me about OA, and I would go to the meetings. So I would go to the I went to the meetings, and somebody was trying to push their food plan on me, and every time I went to a meeting, people were saying I let go of this much weight and this and that, and then every time I would go to a meeting, I would just feel so shameful. I felt like when people in AA come, when people relapse and they come back, that's how I felt. So I was like, oh, I don't want to, I just stopped going, and I just kept dieting and trying to do it on my own. But what I tell you today, 21 months later, is that I have another sense of sobriety that I can't even explain. In the I have a food plan, and it's working for me. And in these 21 months, I haven't felt any remorse, shame, guilt, and I have like a sense of peace, and I can't even explain it. And as I kept doing the steps, I came to believe. So I came to believe that a higher power, could restore me to sanity. And then, I made that decision. And then I asked God, I mean, then I started doing the fourth step. So thinking, I'm glad somebody said in the meetings that if you're in another program, the credits don't apply. And then when I came to the fourth step, I got a little bit of like the he hesitant, like to do it. Well, I've done that, the ego. Oh, I've done that. And my sponsor said, well, you need to do it because Monica, you go back to the food. So I just, I prayed, I humbled myself and prayed. And so I sat in the room, and I started writing, like I started writing, and I had all the, and I had all these resentments. I didn't even know. I mean, I started writing names and then the things, and I'm thinking like, wow. And so a lot of the resentments were like, about people. They're not doing what I want them to do. Oh, they don't call me. They think they're so, they think they're this, and my sisters are both millionaires, and they think they're all that. And I realized that, of course, because if you've done a fourth step, I realized that it was me. So what I realized from the big book, and I'll tell you something too, thank you OA, because I've done the steps in the other, in a few programs, and the step, I don't know, with OA, I feel like I have a sense of a new awareness, because I realized that God is in control. Things are going to happen. The picture is not going to be the way that I want it, and I was able to do my fourth and fifth steps, and then I, of course, the six and seven, I get to know where my character defects are, and I ask God to please remove the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the seventh step. And
5 minutes.
then, thank you. And then the eighth and ninth steps, I've made amends by one amends I've made. I don't eat off my husband's plate anymore. For 21 months, I haven't eaten off his plate. See, I gotta laugh because, it's crazy, this disease. It's the thing is, we can heal. Newcomers, anybody struggling, keep going to OA meetings, keep being on, I be honest. I go to a lot of meetings. I try to give back. Do I want to wake up at 5 in the morning? But guess what? Here I am because it's because my recovery is important. Also, some things that I've oh, and I've some things that I have happened. When I was about 9 months in OA and abstinent, I went to Aruba with my mom and my sister. And it was a free trip, not free, but I spent a lot of money. But it was very toxic. I mean, even though Aruba is beautiful, I'll go with the old OA ladies because something about the people in the program, we accept each other. I know that when I'm around people in recovery, I could be myself. So anyway, when I went on that trip, I got sick. And then on the way back, it was like 18-hour delay to getting back to my mom's. And I was abstinent. I was at I stayed abstinent. I stayed cool, was able to be with my mom. And my mom's 92. And so all these things. So really the food plan, because I know a lot of people just think it's like the food and the weight loss, and it's not. I get a food plan that it's not gonna trigger me or give me that physical craving to want to eat more, and then the rest is the program. How I live so I don't turn to the food. And in this, I'm telling you that I've had ups and downs in these 21 months, but I haven't turned to food. I did let go. The highest weight I've been is like 176 pounds, but when I came in 21 months ago, I was 160. I'm now 127, but that's the weight. I guess it's so true. I don't know how it happened because I was focused on the program. And I got focused on the program, the weight came off. And it's not about the weight anymore. And do I weigh myself? Yes, I need to monitor myself to know if I've lost weight, right? I'm not compulsively weighing myself. Today, I want to be healthy. I'm 65 years old. I go to the doctor and they go, "Where are your medications? How many medic I'm not on any medications." What are you? Boy, 65 years old, you're not on medications? I have osteosporosis, but I'm taking care of that. And I'm just aging gracefully, and I'm healthy, and not only healthy by the way that I look, but healthy mind, body, and spirit. And God has blessed me with a new job. I've been there like 2 months, so I help people in recovery. And I believe that if I oh, and another thing, that for the newcomers. There's a thing called like an ambulatory period that is so important because I came in January and I was on meetings. I didn't go out to eat. I stayed close to home. I went on the convention, the virtual conventions. I went to Los Angeles though to the OA convention last year. It was great. I'm really debating about going this year. It was fun. The thing was a little costly, but it's worth it. Didn't I pay all that money for, then I pay all that money to go eat, and so I just thank God. I thank Away. I thank God. I thank my sponsor. I thank all the people ahead of me that have paved the path, because I can't. I thank God. I just thought like, oh, OA, and then I got on Zoom, and here you are. So if anybody's new, and then like we talked about, there's we got the night.
Gentle
Okay, and I want to thank you for allow. I'm sorry that I was a little off. Because I got it up late, but I'm on time, and thank you for being here for me, and for me and my recovery. Thank you.